When you say Middle Eastern theater or Middle Eastern plays, people expect, you know, Baba Ghanoush and belly dancing, and that's not what New Orient is about, right?
Did you make fun of that expectation at all, or?
I mean, I think we don't make fun of the expectation, but I think we, in a way, pull the rug from under it by what we present. So, a play like War and Peace that is staged as a French farce, I think really questions, it sort of throws off people's expectations, and that's what Reorient is about, hence the title.
There's a real vibrant Middle Eastern theater scene happening right now in the Bay Area.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, that's my question.
Tell me about it.
Well, okay, fine. Well, you know, a few months ago we had some actors on from a play called Aftermath.
Yes.
Got a lot of attention, and that was fantastic. I had the opportunity to see it and have a few actors on. But what I've learned from that, and now talking to you guys, is that there does seem to be a theater scene here.
Yeah, I think a number of theater companies have recently produced plays by and about the Middle East, and that's actually one of, if you look at the other side of that postcard, the 2-day event that we have, the forum is made up of a number of panel discussions, and one of the panels is actually about this trend where a number of local theater companies have produced plays dealing with Middle Eastern themes or plays by Middle Eastern playwrights, and we've actually brought together those artistic directors around the table to have a conversation about, you know, what was the impetus for the production and how the experience went. And, I mean, you know, we can sort of present theories about why that's happening. But why
theater? And is there anything happening in the Middle East itself that has a connection to why we're seeing theater here? What's theater like there? And of course, there is a big area.
Yeah. I mean, there's a huge tradition of modern theater in the Middle East since the early 20th century, right? So, you know, plays as we describe them, people like Tawfiq al-Hakim or Wanous, for example, who's a Syrian playwright, or in Iran, Sadegh Hidayat, and other people who have sort of written plays in the style of European theater. Mm-hmm. So there's a tradition of that. Before that, theatrical performance has, you know, is a centuries old performance tradition. But in currently in places like Lebanon, Iran, Egypt, Tunisia, I mean, there are Palestine, there are theater companies that are world class, that are doing productions that are experimental or traditional, or, I mean, high quality production values, and really many of them dealing with contemporary issues. I've had the opportunity to, for example, attend the Cairo International Theater Festival, or see plays in Syria and Lebanon, or see many plays in Iran. And I'm always astonished by how much it matters. I think that's something that maybe we're missing here a little bit, because we have access to so much, you know, we have such huge choices of entertainment. And but for example, in Tehran, when you go to theater, you can really see that the audience is sitting at the edge of their seat, and everything that happens on stage actually matters to them. And then they come out and they debate, and it goes on for hours, and it matters. And they, you know, question the playwright or the director about their choices, and it matters to them. They take it personally, and I think that's a level of engagement that I haven't experienced in the U.S. And then as far as by doing, for example, plays by Reza Surur, who's a contemporary Iranian playwright, I'm kind of trying to introduce a little bit of that intensity to our audiences, that this material matters. That people write this because it's about their life, and they're trying to communicate something. They're even in many ways asking for help from their audience, and I find that very exciting.
Manaf Asafi, we're almost out of time, but your take on the theater scene here, then?
The Middle Eastern theater. I find it to be quite vibrant. I'm new to it myself, but I've had the opportunity to read a lot of wonderful plays just in the last 6 months, and to participate in a few of them. And I know from the South Bay up to San Francisco, there are quite a number of them. Now we've got Theater Period. We've had Golden Thread, which is, you know, the leader in the group. We've got Indie Stage. We've got quite a number of them. So I encourage people to check it out and definitely come check out Reorient. And we hope to see you there.
And again, that's Manaf Al-Safi. Manaf Al-Safi is an actor in several plays at the Reorient Festival, including City of Grubs, Voice Room, and Stuck. We're also joined by Toranj Yegazyarian. She is the founding artistic director of Golden Thread Productions. Toranj, as we wrap up, can you once again give us the details?
Absolutely. So we start previews Thursday and Friday of this week, November 1st and 2nd. And we have our press opening November 3rd, Saturday night, and a performance on Sunday. The festival continues through November 18th. It's at No Space in San Francisco, as well as Z Space from November 15th through, or 16th through the 18th.
And No Space and Z Space are just a block.
Right. They're around the corner. They're all within the Project Arto complex.
And people can find more information at www.goldenthread.org.
Yes.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
That does it for Letters in Politics. The show is produced by Diana Martinez, Laura Privis, Eleni Flores, and Eileen Alfandari. Kirsten Thomas is the engineer. I'm Mitch Chesrich. Thanks for listening.
Is a statement by a candidate in the KPFA local station board election.
I'm Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. I'm running for the KPFA local station board on the Save KPFA slate. We'll work to restore local control to KPFA and limit the influence and control of Pacifica National Board over finances and programming at KPFA. We'll work for financial transparency and accountability, as well as restorative justice. We will support station staff, paid and unpaid, in their efforts to bring us independent quality radio. For more information, please check out www.savekpfa.org. We ask for your nomination.